This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We know how to make America healthy again. We know how to save billions of dollars a year in healthcare costs.
The Health Ranger Report.
There's just no political willingness to allow the truth to be stated.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's a very useful concept in preparedness and survival that I'd like to share with you, and it's simply this. If your life is easy, your survival is going to be difficult. If your life is hard, your survival is going to be easy. I'll explain in more detail here, of course. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, publisher of survival.news, as well as preparedness.news, collapse.news, and many other websites that cover the coming catastrophic collapse. Oh my gosh, so many different ways society is unsustainable right now. But let's get back to the main concept here. So if your life is hard, your survival will be easy. And if your life is easy, your survival will be hard. The first lesson in all of this is that most people try to make their lives easy. They try not to work. They try not to walk. They try not to move. They become more sedentary. They sit on the couch and do less and less and less. And they don't use their brains. They don't exercise their muscles. They don't really engage in anything that's too strenuous or too difficult, because life, in the minds of many, needs to be easy and comfortable. Well, as a result, they come to depend on all of those comforts and conveniences, and they become less and less capable themselves of self-reliance without the systems that give them that convenience. So they depend on, you know, technology and, of course, electricity for lots of things, obviously, air conditioning, you know, refrigeration, pumping water, all these things, which we know as the comforts of life. And I'm not saying that I don't use electricity. Obviously, I do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. But I also have backup plans that use non-electric technology. In fact, I'm the inventor of a food grow system that's based on a non-electric system. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. You can find it at foodrising.org. You can even build your own. Kind of show you how to do that in some videos there. No pumps, no circulating water, no electricity, nothing. It's an off-grid system. And it uses what's called a non-circulating hydroponic technology, or NCH sometimes. In any case, back to the matter at hand. It's important to work difficult things into your life, physical challenges, things that you do to keep your muscles strong, to keep your stamina up, in order to make your survival easier. Because remember, if your life is hard, survival will be easier. And right now, I'm just talking about the physical aspects of this. We'll get into the mental as well. But on the physical side, this is why I love living on a ranch and taking care of animals. Because taking care of animals, you're moving buckets of water around. You're cleaning out the chicken coop with a rake. You know, it's a physical activity. You are moving bales of hay. You are sometimes handling larger animals. I've got donkeys, and they're very big, strong, and heavy, and sometimes you have to handle them. And that's a challenge. It can be a challenge. You got to have some strength and some awareness of what's going on. Otherwise, it could be dangerous for you. You're moving bags of grain around. You're repairing a tractor. You know, I've got a John Deere tractor. I've posted a video about that, some tractor repairs. You're doing greasing, the grease points on it, replacing hydraulic hoses sometimes. You're doing things that are physical, and this is important. It's not, you see, I don't do this stuff just because I'm bored and I want something to do on a farm. I'm not playing farm. I do these things because it makes me a stronger person. It makes me someone who is more resilient, more adaptable in the real world, in a post-collapse scenario. So if you don't have electricity, if you don't have technology, if you don't have a financial system, you are going to wish that you knew how to fish. You're going to wish that you knew how to sharpen a knife. You know, you're going to wish that you had sighted in your rifle. You're going to wish that you knew all these basic skills and had the physical strength to carry them out. I can't tell you how many people get weak, soft hands just from working on computers all day long. You know, whether you're a banker or a journalist or whatever, or a doctor, people have weak, soft hands. And if you have to pick up a rake and do something with it, you're going to have blisters in 20 minutes or less because you're not even used to doing the work. And even just firing a handgun, I go out and shoot a couple hundred rounds every once in a while, every few weeks, because it keeps my hands and bones and muscles of my hands and wrists strong so that if I have to use a firearm, I've got the physical ability to do so. You know, you got to keep up with all of these skills. And I just recently installed a climbing rope and I'm doing more climbing. It's just a big, thick rope, vertical rope, just climb up and down the rope. You know, it's like not a lot of guys who are almost 50 are just climbing up and down ropes. But I do it for a very specific tactical purpose because you got to train yourself. You got to make your life harder if you want your survival to be easier. So I encourage you to incorporate some activities and tasks into your life, whether it's walking every day, whether it's moving objects that are heavy, you know, buckets of water, for example, whether it's gardening. Gardening is a great physical activity that keeps you in good shape, and so on. Now, let's talk about the mental aspect of this, because it's your mind, actually, that's going to protect you in a survival situation. That is your most valuable tool. And what I see today in our society is a lot of mental weakness because people are living lives that are too easy and too convenient, and they've lost the mental fortitude that is really necessary in order to be a survivor. It's that mental fortitude, just as much as the physical, that's super important. And you might wonder, well, how do you make your life mentally hard? Well, you challenge yourself. You challenge yourself. Learn a new language. Get a degree. Complete an online course. Have a project where you're building something. Learn how to build a cabinet if you want a mental task. Or do something physical. Swim 100 laps in your pool. I don't know. Pick something. Pick something that takes incredible self-discipline. It could even be just, frankly, meditation, which takes some mental self-discipline as well. We need mental strength even as much as physical strength, because it's the mental strength that's going to get you through the hard times. When things get tough, most people give up. When things get tough, most people just beg for mercy and cry like they're the victims and they want somebody else to bail them out. Well, guess what? In a survival scenario, you may be the last person with the ability to save yourself, or you may have to lead your family, or you may have to be part of a community that's protecting itself from marauders, you know, wild gangs of armed marauders who are trying to loot your town. Who knows? You need mental fortitude. And one of the things that has been amazing for me about being such an outspoken person of truth and being a whistleblower is that over the years, I have been forced to develop extremely high mental fortitude. You've noticed probably over the years that I have never given in or surrendered to any kind of attacks or even the death threats that have been made against me and all these other assaults and defamatory lies, all these things, the censorship efforts, you name it. I have not given in to any of them. Why? Because I've built extremely high mental fortitude and it keeps getting stronger year after year. So I know that I can make it through absolutely anything that might be thrown my way in a survival scenario. And that's the kind of thing that you need as well, if you don't already have it. Now, if you've been in the military and you've gone through boot camp training or Hell Week or whatever, you may already have that mental fortitude, or you may have developed it through some other means. You may be a very successful business person, or I don't know, maybe you've been through some other training system and you've developed it. And good for you. You're going to need it because it's the mental fortitude. It's that will to keep going, that will to solve problems, to go through difficulty that's going to make you a great survivor when it all hits the fan. So those are really the things to keep in mind. In summary, it's if your life is too easy, your survival is going to be really hard. If you're living a super easy life, you may want to take a second look at it. It might be too easy. But if your life is hard, you know, you're doing physical activities and you have to push yourself forward through self-discipline and mental fortitude, then your survival is going to be so much easier compared to most people. And of course, the snowflake generation that we have on college campuses today, they think a hard day is a day where they have homework. They don't know what a hard day is. And so they're absolutely ill-prepared to survive at all. They don't have the mental fortitude or the physical strength. So I don't think they're going to do too well. But I think you'll do really well. And there are a lot of youth today who are like Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts. Well, I don't know, girls. I don't know about the Girl Scouts selling like partially hydrogenated oils in their sugar cookies and stuff. But nevertheless, I mean, outdoor training and experience and activities, that's what's going to be good for the youth. People growing up on farms, rural environments, learning homesteading skills. The homeschooled kids are going to do really, really well. Kids who grow up just have parents in a rural environment who are taught how to live off the land, they're going to do really, really well because their life is not easy. They're not just sitting on an Xbox all day and thumbing their way through a bunch of Snapchat. Oh my God, your friend Shirley, she has a new handbag. Oh my God. No, that's not their life. You know, they're baling hay. And so they've actually got actual real world skills and just a mindset that's going to help them. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I want you to be prepared. That's why I share all of this information, these observations with you. I sure as heck am going to survive whatever is coming. No question about it. And I hope you will as well. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.